What do you demand out of a comic today? Good story, good plot, psychological reasoning, and above all, we must be funny. And you wonder why we're sick, huh? 20 years ago, two comics walk on the stage and go something like this. Hey, man, who was that crazy chick I saw you with last night? Another guy said, man, that wasn't no chick, that was my wife. No, that's all of the joke. That's it. That's what they told 20 years ago. But you expect more out of us today, and we give you more. That's why we ask for more money. Hey, man, who's that crazy chick I saw you with last night? Man, that wasn't no chick, that's my brother. He just got a problem. You know, a lot of people ask me, say, Greg, how come you always talk about the South? Well, I was born and raised down South. I can talk about it if I want to. Matter of fact, I was born so far South, had my mother taken one step back, I'd have been a Mexican. Not that far. Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, but we had our problems there. And then we'll forget, 1951, they integrated the swimming pools, and all our parents made us get out there, whether you could swim or not. Just go. Get with them. Go. Tell my people, damn it, you want to be with them people? You go. Get me out there in all that water. And I know they don't like me anyway. And I can't swim. But they were nice to us. When I found out what happened, you didn't need to know how to swim. They were real nice to us. They knew they had to integrate. They had a new lifeguard for us. He was blind. It was a glorious day. We all walked out to that integrated swimming pool, diving board 50 feet in the air. We got up on that diving board. They blew the whistle. We jumped, and they drained the pool.